Attraction marketing. That's what we're talking about today. You know it's something that you want to do because it's easy and it's cheap. So buckle up, theme song, let's head in and figure this out. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right, you guys, attraction marketing. Yep, here we are. I've done a couple of other episodes on this talking about becoming an attraction magnet. I know we had Duff Gardner on here where he talked about pull versus push marketing. Really, what we're talking about is the kinds of messaging and marketing that's actually going to draw people into you because they are interested in and feeling connected to material that you are sharing, right? So one of the first times that I really intentionally participated in attraction marketing was back in one of my corporate careers, back in corporate days. And I worked for a pet insurance company. And at that point in time, we knew, like, okay, people love pets. Aww. Everybody knows that. If you put pictures of puppies and kittens on your feed, you're going to get likes and shares and that kind of stuff because people are attracted to that because everybody has had or held or petted or been that aww for the cuteness factor, right? Everybody knows that connection. And so we can all feel related to that feeling. And it's something that we like, and we keep wanting that dopamine hit, right? So we're like, oh, please keep showing me more pictures. That's the same kind of thing that we're trying to create with attraction marketing. So I wanted to give you guys some other examples of things that people are doing online, and not just from my opinion, but also from some other experts. So I went out and did some more Google searching, and I'm gonna share my results and the patterns and things that I found for you guys here. So you don't have to go do your own research, but you're totally welcome to if you want to. All right, so here we go. I went and researched from some top online people, including HubSpot, which is fantastic at inbound or attraction marketing, right? All those references are included here below, but I have broken this process down into four different factors that you want to make sure you're including when you are figuring out what your attraction marketing content is going to be. Okay, so here we go. Number one thing across the board that everybody agrees with is being emotionally available, basically, right? One of the best ways that we do that is through storytelling. If you aren't sure about storytelling, go check out any of my other episodes on storytelling or grab our storytelling book. But we want to make sure that what we are doing is connecting and engaging. We're creating that authenticity. We're creating all that connection. We're being completely authentic. Like, I can tell you guys, here I am standing here recording this stuff in my home studio. I'm trying out a different look, right? So I've got cool background behind me here. This here, this chair over here is actually hiding another cat sleeping in it, I'll tell you that. And I've had the door shut for a while so that the dog doesn't keep coming in and out, and it's getting really warm in here. Yeah. So if I start getting all sweaty and stuff, now you know why. But what you're trying to do is really create that connection. So being authentic and being real, that is such an important part. Okay. Number two, you want to highlight the features and benefits of your product. Now, when I say that, it's not just, don't just get stuck into a list of what the thing does or how you're helping people. What you really want to make sure you're doing is you're forecasting. You're either making some sort of a prediction about how your product or service will be used in the future, or you're instilling some sort of a belief or forecast into your prospects' minds about how the features of your product or service are going to help them in the future. So it's not just a list of things, but you're actually sharing that belief. You're casting a vision about the ways that you're able to help with your product or service. Okay, so then we capitalize on that, number three, by highlighting or building on that forecasting, because we want to then take it a step further. And it's the idea of selling the destination, not the journey. So we want to take it a step further and talk about the pains that we are solving. So yes, the immediate benefit that you're going to get is this, and here's how it helps you. And then you're creating that belief. You're highlighting the pain that it's going to solve or the pleasure that it's going to bring. And you can do that through story. You can do that through illustration. You can do that through case study. You can do that by being a product of the product. But what you're trying to do is really highlight that it's not just about the product, it's about the transformation. Okay. That's the part that we really, really want to instill, because when people have that belief of their own, when they get it and they're like, oh yeah, this is my problem. Oh, this is going to solve my problem. Oh, and then it's really going to solve these problems that I'm subconsciously aware of. That's the thing we need. That's the thing. And then they're like, yep, they follow you because they want that pleasure or that pain relieved, right? And then the fourth thing is the media types matter. So, and to be completely prolific. So the media types, but the media types matter is pay attention to where your people are at physically, online, where they are at in the customer journey. The type of media, the way that you're sharing this, is it a brochure that you're sending in the physical mail? Is it an email that you're sending? Is it an audio that they're listening to? Is it a video? The type of media actually does matter. And by being prolific, you can create that media in multiple different places so that you are hitting multiple different people. That's where content repurposing comes in. And by being prolific is that the same message, the same thing that you are trying to share with your attraction marketing, the message is going to be different for those people who are a completely cold audience and are not aware of you, versus all the way on the flip side of that scale, the people who are a hot audience already on your list. Those people are going to hear your message differently. So being prolific, if you are prolific throughout their entire customer journey, then there is no other place or no other option or choice in their mind. They will automatically choose you and your product or service. If you are prolific and they haven't yet heard you, obviously the more prolific you are, the more that they are going to see you. And this means organic, paid. This is all of the different methods, ways of getting that message out there. The more that it's out there, the more people are going to hear it, the more they're going to be attracted to you and the problems that ultimately you're going to help them solve. When I break it down like that, it's not that difficult. Just kind of like everything else. We want to keep it super, super simple. And just really by paying attention to what is it that they need and how can I solve for that and make them aware of the next thing. And then we're bringing them along the journey, right? It's paying attention to the journey, paying attention to our message, and that we're not just going, oh yeah, it does this, this, and this. Okay. So I can sell you a hammer that has, you know, hey, it's got a poundy side and it's got a nail puller outer side, whatever that is. I know I'm going to get tons of comments about that. That's okay. But okay. It's a hammer, features a wood handle, steel top, flat side, pointy side. Cool. Okay, but if we're actually talking about attraction marketing, what is that actually going to do? So features, highlighting the features that this is, I should have picked an example of something I know more about, but this is tempered steel. It's not going to break when you're using it for a variety of different uses, even if you're using it for things that may not necessarily be designed for. It's still going to hold up to what you need, right? And the fact of the matter is that this is going to help you also accomplish that honeydew task list item that you have had hanging over your head for the last 6 months. And really, you're going to get that done. And it's going to mean that you have a better relationship at home because you're finally able to get the things done that you have been saying you need to get done, right? So it's highlighting the features and what they're actually going to mean and do for somebody, and then highlighting, resolving those pains or bringing them some form of different pleasure. So that's it. That's attraction marketing broken down into those four different things. And I challenge you to go take a look at some of your messaging and see, are you incorporating these four different elements into your messaging? And if not, how can you tweak that? And then how can you be more prolific with it? Where else can you put it? Pay attention to the type of media and how that's going to come across, and just test it. The best we can do is create something, test it, watch your numbers, right? All right. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it. If you would like any additional information, make sure you are on our mailing list and go check out thecontenttoolbox.com, where you can join our mailing list and make sure that you are getting the inside scoop every time we add things into our resource area. And you guys, there's tons of free resources in there. Go take advantage of any of them. They are going to help you get unstuck from wherever you are at in your business and help you take that next step forward. Because the biggest problem with online marketing, I don't care who you're trying to attract, if you are frustrated and you're stuck, you're feeling that overwhelm, technology troubles, any of those kinds of things, that is going to come through in your messaging. So let's make sure that that doesn't, and let's attraction pull everybody in, right? And go find answers to any of your problems. We have tons of free resources in there. So just go get logged in, and I'm sure that you will find something that's going to help you tackle one of those issues and get you back into momentum and let go of some of that frustration. That's exactly what we want. Any of these resources are going to help for any number of different businesses. So go check it out, and I will see you guys on the next episode.